All right, welcome to Proverbs Every Day. My name is DJ. We're in Proverbs 4 today. This is episode 248. But you know what time it is. It's time to listen to some cool music inspired by the Proverbs themselves. And then we'll dive in. See you soon.
Wisdom stood tall, knowing every step through the rise and the fall. In the pages of Proverbs, secrets unfold, revealing a treasure more precious than gold. Get wise. Chapter every day, you'll realize, guided by wisdom, that preparedness lies. Get wise, it's no surprise, a proverb a day will bring wisdom your way. Get wise.
It takes wisdom to get paid, to walk the right way, every single day. From the dawn of creation to the hustle and grind, brothers light the path for a clear state of mind.
Get wise. Let preparedness rise, get wise. It's no surprise, a proverb a day will bring wisdom your way. Get wise.
A proverb a day will bring wisdom your way. Wives shouldn't nag, men shouldn't brag. Shut your lips like to learn, a spark of truth in every return. So take a moment, let the word sink in. With every chapter, let the journey begin.
Get wise, open your eyes, read a chapter every day. You'll realize, guided by wisdom, guided by wisdom, let preparedness rise.
Yeah, we're running over here. Let's get into this here this morning. All right. Yeah, welcome everybody. Michael McDonald seems to think you need to be reading a proverb every day. Kidding. It's not Michael McDonald, just for the record. Just for the record. But it was fun to imagine what that would have been like and have it come to life there. That was pretty hilarious to me. So that's a cover band there. I hope you're doing well this morning. We're going to be doing Proverbs 4 today in the complete Jewish Bible. And we'll get started with a bit of prayer, and then we'll dive right into this. Father, we come before you and ask that you would calm the oceans of our minds this morning, that you would take away any kind of lingering sins or problems or distractions of any kind that that keep us from you this morning. Keep our minds focused on what you have for us today and the wisdom of the ages that you will bring to our minds today and how to apply that to the world around us. We give you thanks and honor for this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Right. Proverbs chapter 4. Again, reading from the complete Jewish Bible this morning. Listen, children, to a father's instruction. Pay attention in order to gain insight. For I am giving you good advice, so don't abandon my teaching. For I too was once a child to my father, and my mother too thought of me as her special darling. He too taught me. He said to me, "Let your heart treasure my words, keep my commands and live. Gain wisdom, gain insight. Don't forget or turn from the words I am saying. Don't abandon wisdom, then she will preserve you. Love her and she will protect you." So, once again, we have these calls in the beginning of a lot of these proverbs that is a reminder to a son to keep things in perspective and to not allow those distractions to keep him from the mission here. So, but anyway, let's get on to verse 6 here, which I think is verse 7 here. The beginning of wisdom is get wisdom. The beginning of wisdom is get wisdom. I've always found this fascinating. And we have at this point cross-referenced this several times to see if there's anything else that can be said about it. And there's little perspectives, but in the end, it is one of those things where it is kind of that surrender, that embracing of this. You could say that the beginning of wisdom is to drop any sense of pride and embrace what is already there, instead of trying to reinvent it, instead of trying to use modern words or whatever to reinvent what wisdom is. No, it's to drop all that and to go back to the beginning of the entire creation, which was wisdom. And along with all you're getting, get insight. So while you're at it, look for those insights. Cherish her and she will exalt you, her being wisdom. Embrace her and she will bring you honor. She will give your head a garland of grace. Bestow on you a crown of glory. Listen, my son, receive what I say, and the years of your life will be many. I'm directing you on the way of wisdom, guiding you in the paths of uprightness. So we have a kind of a repeating pattern here. When you walk, your steps won't be hindered. And if you run, you won't stumble. Hold fast to discipline. Don't let it go. Guard it, for it is your life. So it's kind of a repeat of the phrase here. Where is it? There it is. Wait. Yeah. Yes. So, yeah, we're seeing some repetition here, which indicates that it might be important to pay attention. If it's repeated, it's probably repeated for a reason. And that reason is, verse 14, don't follow the path of the wicked or walk on the way of evildoers. Here's an important note here. On the, which verse was that? A notation on the Bible says to acquire or absorb the teachings of wisdom. I'm guessing that's verse 13. But yeah, it's that weird time delay thing. Verse 14. Let's see. Don't follow the path of the wicked. Oh, it's verse 7. Okay. Beginning of the wisdom is get your wisdom. Okay, yeah. Acquire those teachings. Yeah, makes sense. Verse 14. Don't follow the path of the wicked. Walk the way of evildoers. Avoid it. Don't go on it. Turn away from it and pass on. For they can't sleep if they haven't done evil. They are robbed of sleep unless they can make someone fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, shining ever brighter until full daylight. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They don't even know what makes them stumble. I've always found that to be a bit of a key here, is that there is a level of ignorance, you know, the people just don't get why, you know, why they're not having success and why they're not happy. They're just stumbling over the things they can't even see because their way is wicked enough that they're always looking for the next thing. And so they go further and further into it. And, it's tragic to see people do this, but you know, it's just kind of the nature of these things. If they allow that wickedness in, then it just keeps going. And a lot of this wickedness in today's age is veiled. It doesn't seem like it's wickedness, but it is. You know, when you have that sense of self-centeredness, you know, where you can't even sleep unless you've, you know, justified things or, you know, just some of the things that are going on, just the way that when they're frustrated when one thing doesn't work, they try worse things. And so, you know, I'm seeing a lot of vandalism going on right now because, you know, they're not feeling heard because the majority of people have said something else other than them. And so in their frustration, they're turning to violence. They're turning to crime, and they're doing things that they're justified in their mind. But at the same time, they can't figure out why they're constantly stumbling, and they can't figure out why they're not happy and they're not feeling fulfilled. And so they just kind of drink more of that wine and that's their diet. And so naturally we are what we eat, right? So that's just the way that works. It's unfortunate, and I wish it wasn't the case, but that is the truth. Verse 20, my son, pay attention to what I'm saying. Incline your ear to my words. Don't let them out of your sight. Keep them deep in your heart. For they are life to those who find them and health to their whole being. Above everything else, guard your heart. For it is the source of life's consequences. Ooh. That's really key. Guard your heart, for it is the source of life's consequences. Again, we talk about that it isn't judgment. I haven't put one of these up in a long time. That it's not about punishment, it's a result of choices, right? That's the thing to get out of Proverbs that I think the world misses, is that this is not saying that it's about being punished or not, or avoiding punishment. This is about your heart, your character defines your results. And so that's why we need to guard our heart above everything else, because that is, good or bad, the source of life's consequences. So don't miss that. And I love the way this translation puts that. That's actually really good. Above everything else. Yeah, just make it a priority. Keep crooked speech out of your mouth. Banish deceit from your lips. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze on what lies in front of you. Level the path for your feet. Let all your ways be properly prepared. Then deviate neither right nor left, and keep your foot far from evil. I mean, it sounds so simple. Why do we make this complicated? It doesn't need to be complicated, yet we seem to want to do that. We seem to want to make things complicated. I can't say that I get it. Especially things like banishing deceit and things like that. I wish it wasn't so frustrating to try and, you know, figure out what to say about this, but you see it so often, and that whole, I would say also the deceit in order to try and gain favor, you know, where it becomes unconscious, that's what really truly bothers me sometimes. So, and then in verse 25 here, let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze on what lays in front of you. Footnote there, straight is a common metaphor, correct behavior. At least I think that's what you're referencing there. But that right behavior. Yeah. I guess what that also means, I hear a lot of this, like the notion that, oh, you're just blind to what's going on in the world. And usually they're shocked when I say, yeah, I am. You know why? It doesn't matter. It doesn't. It literally doesn't matter. Whatever's going on in the world, if your eyes are going this way and that way, it's like, oh, I need to know everything. I need to know what's on the news. I need to know what's going on in the world. No, you don't. You don't. You don't need that. Keep your gaze on what lies in front of you. What's important in your world right now? If you're worried about, like for example, right before this, I got a notice from where I have my retirement fund. And it was about a thing going on in the stock market right now. And I'm like, okay, what things go on in the stock market? It's like, what am I going to change about that? Do I need to worry about that? You know, what's the purpose of this? And really, what does it serve me to worry about it? What does it possibly serve? Do I think I need to just suddenly pull everything out just to, you know, oh yeah, things are indicating a downward trend, so I just need to pull everything out, right? No, just keep the keep the eyes on what's ahead. I'm more successful if I keep my time spent on what's going to put food on my table. I guarantee you that's going to be more in the long term. It's going to be more successful than worrying about what might happen. If I'm spending so much time worrying about what might happen and reading articles and viewing, you know, posts and all this kind of stuff about stuff that I can't do anything about anyway. So what good does it possibly do me? It's the same kind of thing when it comes to these issues of morality. Well, you just haven't considered that, you know, people have, you know, bad childhoods, and that's why they're confused about their gender and yada, yada, yada. And it's just like, no, I don't. You know, if I looked at, tried to find every circumstance that ever caused any kind of disruption of any kind for everybody, I'd never be able to see anything, would I? I would only ever be looking everywhere else except for the one thing that I do know, and that is biblical truth. And if there are variations of that, that is that directly my problem? No. Turns out we've got this big, huge God that created the whole thing. It's not my problem to worry about these kind of things. It's him. Level the path for your feet. Let all your ways be properly prepared. Don't worry about all this other stuff and what you might stumble upon. You know who worries about stumbling? People that are in darkness. They're the ones that worry about stumbling. They're the ones that don't even know what's going on. That's not you. That's not you. You're not worried about that kind of stuff. You're not worried about, you know, what we're going to be worried about in 5 years. I can't even imagine. And you know what? The more I think about it, I don't want to. I don't want to just have these passive deviation. I want to just keep my eyes on the creator of the universe and what he has for me. It doesn't sound that hard, but we make it hard. Keep it simple. Preaching on a Tuesday? Really, Deej? I hope this was good for somebody, and I hope this really deeply offended somebody. I hope it did so to the core, or you'll actually get up and do something about it. You'll actually discover why you're offended about it. I hope this actually helps in that regard. It's a weird thing to hope for, but if it takes that to challenge you and get you back on the path, so be it. If I have to be the one to take it on the chin for it, so be it. But we need to get out of this pattern of thinking that everything else is important, but the one thing. Awesome, y'all. I thought I was ready for something today, but I'm not. Maybe in tomorrow's broadcast, I'll bring this up. Yeah, until then, I'm going to let you go for the day. I'm going to go take a breather and get on with things. But for the next few days, I'm going to go ahead and be pre-recording, and we'll be putting those out. So look for new episodes on YouTube sometime around midnight Central Time, something like that. Just whatever makes sense. So make sure you're subscribed. And if you want to share it with a friend, the easiest thing to do is to go, just have them go to 11. That's the number 11, 11talents.co/YT. All they have to do is go to that web link. And what it happens is that brings up a page on YouTube that says, do you want to subscribe to the channel? Yes. Have them click yes. So now they're subscribed. It's magic. One thing to do. Then you click the little notification bell icon, and I pop up on your screen whenever I have a new video for you. It's that easy. So my encouragement to you today. So hope you guys have a great rest of your day. I will see you once again tomorrow. And like I said, I'm going to have a new tool for you. I just need to actually prep some things in the background to make that happen. But I'll have a whole new tool that I'm kind of excited to share with you that actually helps support our efforts here, which is kind of cool. So there you go. Have a great day. Be blessed by the best. And then go be a blessing to all the rest. Love you guys.